Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. Final segment for Nick. You have permission. You guys have permission. Stop by the Upside Barn Lounge tonight for Ticket Weeknights with Nicole Griffin. Connor Happer Little will Nick. Be there. Live on location Monday Night Football. You got the Bears and Steelers. And it's Taco Night. The Taco Bar is open. What could be better? It's tonight. Ticket Weeknights with Nicole Griffin, 6 to 8 from the Upside Barn Lounge, 27th and Pine Lake, free parking. And there are giveaways. You got the signed, I believe they got signed Steelers jersey and a signed Husker jersey to give away tonight. So find your way down there, watch the ball game, catch some hoops, and hang out. Nick, it's time. You've got a $15 gift certificate.
I do.
From the Upside Barn Lounge. For anybody who wants it, they can use it tonight. Or any other night. Doesn't have to be tonight. Nick has trivia, and you can call in 402-464-5685 Honda Lincoln Hotline. Nick will ask the question. If you know the answer, you get the $15. Nick?
Awesome. So we have Brad here. It's a little bit of Husker women's basketball trivia. They begin their season tomorrow at noon at PBA. Newcomer Jazz Shelley transferred in over the offseason. Where did she play prior to Nebraska?
And there's actually two answers. Because you didn't say university.
I'll make that.
Yeah.
What university did she play? Actually, I mean, you could say country as well. Yeah. What university did Jazz Shelley transfer from?
Yeah.
All right, Brad.
Yeah, let's take a long shot here. Let's say the University of Connecticut.
Oh, unfortunately.
Oh.
That is wrong. All right, now we go to number one. Big Sky's got to answer the phone here. Drop that one.
And Brad was supposed to call. Because he. Has
Shoot. Yeah, Brad, once we're done with this, call back, man.
Yeah.
Because you got a question.
We forgot. Brad had a question. He hung out and everything.
All right.
You know.
We'll see who's on line.
You can punch it up. We have trust in Big Sky.
Alex is no mas.
Alex is no mas. From the text line, Mississippi Mud Dog says, "Hey, haven't been listening for about the last half hour. Why not? And Ooh. You failed because you didn't give me a what's up. So shame, very shame, very shame." BJ, calm down, folks. Breathe a little. Exhale.
Seth, what's up, Seth? You know the answer, man.
Oregon.
Nice work.
There we go. $15, the Upside Bar and Lounge. You can use it tonight.
No, oops upside your head.
No, he did his thing. They start, so they play tomorrow at noon against Maine. And then the gentlemen play tomorrow night against Western Illinois. And I got to see them in their exhibition game. And young Jazz can go. Like, she can play. Does a lot for them that Alonzo Verge does for the men's team. Breaks down defenses, probes, can shoot the three.
Yeah.
And plays with a little moxie, a little attitude. She definitely plays with attitude.
Ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, the young lady, you know, like I said, she wore out the little point guard to your face because point guard disrespected her. And, you know, Jazz took her to school and said, looked over at the coach like, "Coach, she ain't even defend me. Like, she got to learn." She's nice. This is Connor. I talked to Connor about it earlier. Connor said that he thinks this may be an actual tournament team. He goes, this will be.
Yeah, they were close last year, so I think they can get over the hump. I like what they've been doing, and it's going to be exciting, you know, as you move from football season to basketball.
Well, we'll get to it. I mean, I think it's that time.
Then back to recruiting, and then back to spring ball, then the season. Then rinse and repeat. It's so funny when you hear that, like, these media dudes, like, this is going to be interesting offseason. No, you're going to do the same thing that you did all the time. Be mad at the end of the season, like everybody else. There's nothing going on. Then you're going to have little tidbits on, you know, who's leaving, who's staying. Then it's going to start winter conditioning. Who looks good in winter conditioning? Then you're going to say, oh, well, who's your projected starters based on one of them lifting weights? Get in the spring. Then you're going to talk about who you're recruiting. And then when the recruits come, the early enrollees, you're going to start comparing them to, like, the likes of Adrian Peterson and Patrick Mahomes that have you have no business doing and set them up for failure. And then we're going to start the season. The only thing that's going to be different, we're going to win next year and go to the bowl game. And then you're going to probably say, well, we didn't win enough or blah, blah, blah. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. It's the easiest job in the world. Question everything. Question minimize any success. You're always winning.
Well, nobody wants to minimize success. I don't want to.
I wasn't talking about you. I'm just saying in general.
You know, I can't speak for other folks. Like, I look, man, if you win, we get to say you won. If you lose, we have to say that you lost.
Correct.
Otherwise, there ain't no point of us being here.
Right, but people seem to put more emphasis on recruiting, or at least up until recently, than actually playing football.
And you know I agree with that.
Because people think just because you go out and get recruits that they're actually going to be good because they, you know, got a, what was it, Rivals or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't mean a tiddly poo.
Yeah.
Until you play, compete, deal with adversity, and produce in front of 90,000 people.
Yeah.
On a consistent basis. Not only when you want to or when it's beneficial to you, but when it's beneficial to your teammates in the university and yourself, all inclusive. That's when it's really good. That's how you build a little culture. That's how you win a couple little championships there, Big Sky. Oh, you got your little mustache? Oh, you got your little Movember going on. I see you play. That's how you win. That's how when you come back on campus and you walk into the locker room, it'll be the partner to see when you walk through that bad boy, though, because nobody in that locker room can tell you anything. But they know when they look at you, though, that you was a bad dude. And you know what a bad dude is, Big Sky?
It's me with the visible mustache, because I think this is the first time somebody can see it from a distance.
I seen you, man. Are you going to grow out your little Tom Selleck? You got your little chin on? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just lazy. I'm just lazy.
You just need a rocket, man. That might take you up from an 8.5 to like a 12.0 on a scale of 10.
Right.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The worst, my ability to grow facial hair might be the worst in the country.
No, mine's worse. This is all I got.
It's better than what I got.
This is all I got.
Yours can at least be worn. Mine needs to be shaved, or people will hide their children when I walk by.
Well, I'm having this kind of day because you have been working your tail off, and I just wanted to say, you know, there's little stuff, but I wanted to say thank you, kind sir.
Thank you.
You keep Big Sky works hard.
He does.
Yeah, he does, and it's the little stuff that, you know, it ain't much, but it is a thank you for how hard you get after it. Let's go back to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Brad's been waiting for a while, so let's bring in Brad. Brad, what's up?
Hey guys, great show. Hey guys, Oregon, come on. I should have known that. Right. Anyway, hey, going back to the segment earlier with the, you know, the announcement and everything. You know, Trev saying Scott's the guy going forward, restructuring the contract. I think that's a good move. I think that's a lot better than, you know, completely wiping the slate clean and starting over from scratch. I guess the one concern I do have is, okay, so I don't know if there's any performance type of clauses in the restructured agreement, because if we go, we turn around, let's say we go 6-6 next year. Well, yeah, that's improvement. We're going to finally make it to a bowl game. But however, I don't think that that's, you know, that's, it's kind of not, I don't think that's what a lot of people are looking for. So that's, that, I guess that's one of the concerns. And, you know, and I get the, I'm excited about Nebraska basketball and the comments that the coach made about, you know, these people that have these jobs, and it's never a fun situation to be in when you've got to let somebody know that, hey, you're no longer employed, or however that goes down. These guys probably get paid better than a lot of people do in this state. The state revolves and is everything around Husker football. So we all want these guys to succeed. That's not the issue. We just want a product that we can be proud of. We want to be relevant again. And I guess that's a concern going forward with the restructured agreement. I'm glad Scott's come back. I want him to succeed. But at the same time, I'd like to see a pretty significant step forward next season. I'll just listen to your thoughts, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Well done, Brett. Jay?
Yeah, I mean, everybody wants them to win. Well, mostly, not, you know, most people do. So, look, dude, I mean, he's coming back. He's getting a chance. I mean, I was just going to, you know, the staff is going to look different. Obviously. So, you know, look, it's when you're a leader of young men or men and a leader of the university, you know, you got to make hard decisions, and then you got to go from there, and then you got to make the decisions that you make going forward work double time. And, you know, sure, you know, Scott's not going to do anything that he doesn't think that's going to put him in a position, or put the team in a position to be successful. So, it's not something that he didn't want to do. Like you said in his statement, you know, he has a tremendous amount of respect for those guys and worked with them a long time, has a good relationship with them. Probably didn't want to do it, but sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do or you think is the right thing to do at the time, and you got to get moving forward. Look, at the end of the day, everybody's going to question every decision that you make when you're not winning. When you fired them, how you fired them, who you bringing in, who you didn't bring in, who you could bring in, how you bring them in, how does it affect recruiting, blah, blah, blah. Unless you start hitting big with, like, I guess, JUCOs or Portal, these guys that are coming out of high school ain't going to help you win no games, or at least the games that you need to win next year, unless you're getting a Justin Fields, so forth and so on. So the guys that are going to really change this bad boy around, majority of them, because ideally you like to have the class coming in be a part of the success. Not the whole class, but some of the class, right? So whether it's 50%, 30% of the new guys coming in, need to be part of how this team moves forward next year for, you know, ideally. So really it's going to come back to the guys that are on the roster and, you know, be around next year. They're going to turn this bad boy around.
And they'll have to get better. We'll go back to the Charter-Hammond text line. Let's go back to Mississippi, my dog. I had a question for you. Said, I could be reading too far into it, but firing Lubick might show that they are going a little away from what they're currently doing schematically. If not, it seems weird to get rid of him, since part of the reason he was hired was how well he knew the system and how he came up with Scott Frost. What does this mean for Sean Becton? Does he have an opportunity, or is this – what do you think happens?
Oh, I don't know. He's retained. He's the only one that's being retained. So what do you mean, like him as the OC?
OC.
I have no idea.
So do you think there's a higher chance of Becton as being promoted to OC?
I have no idea.
No. Yeah. A funny text. Gabe says, what's up, DP? What's up, Gabe? He said, took a look at the undercarriage of the Broncos vehicle this morning. All the brakes were still on, but I did notice that the Dallas vehicle was totaled. Got to give you some crap, Jay. It's okay. We didn't see it coming either about Buffalo.
Nobody did.
Nobody did. You, kind sir, you had a week. You went. You ready for this? Do you know how you did this week?
I didn't do good. It wasn't my standard. It was suspect. Suspect at best.
You, sir, were 11-8 this week.
That's not good enough.
Right?
That's not good enough. But I was right about the UFC fight.
Right. It gave you credit for that. That's how you got to 11.
Yeah.
You know, that puts you at 51-23.
Yeah, that was okay week, man. So, it's still not up to my standard.
Still, you know, you're 28 over 500.
Oh, no. So. I mean, it just was, you know, look, everybody's, you know, I can't be greatness can't just be every week. This is an average week for me, man.
Yeah.
It's just an average week. It's still, you know, like Steve Stevens said, it's still money made.
I can't even say what his face is.
Hey, man. I don't know if you ever seen that show, about this dude in Vegas that does it. He always talk about it. You know, he's talking about money management. That dude is hype, man.
You are so stupid.
24/7, man.
That's funny. Oh, that's funny. All right, we'll throw the break. We'll get you set up for Nicole Griffith and live from the Upside Bar and Lounge. We'll give you the details to that when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.